Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, welcome to the Everyday Saturday Podcast, the one and only show to be listening to if you want to be motivated, inspired, empowered to live life on your terms. Live your best life. Why wouldn't you live your best life? Why wouldn't you live your best life? May I ask you a question, champion? Which building is your ladder leaning against? Which building is your ladder leaning against? You see, know why I asked that question? Why do you ask that question, Sam? You know why I asked that question? I asked that question because of this. I asked that question because most people climb the corporate ladder their entire life only to find that it's been leaning against the wrong building. Oh, man. And for some of you, that hit. Oh, that hit. Ooh, ooh. It's like a five-alarm fire going on around here. I know it hit me. My ladder was leaning against the wrong building, not a building of hope, of inspiration, of anything is possible, failure is okay, you never lose, you only win or you learn, none of that stuff. I had to learn all that on my own. Poor me. I had to learn all that on my own. 15 years in the corporate world, leaning against the wrong building. Is that you? Was that you? Maybe you're afraid to get after it right now. Maybe you're afraid to take a chance. I'd love to help you. By the way, go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. We'll get on the phone. We'll get your dream launched. No problem. Not very difficult at all. But when your ladder's leaned against the wrong building and you got all of these thoughts in your head, like, more important that I got my 401k. I've got that rung on the ladder. The old 401k rung. The old IRA rung. The old health insurance rung. The old, say it with me, folks, steady paycheck rung on the ladder. Oh, vacation days, woo! And the floating holiday, wow. Doesn't that all, that's why we're all here. We were all born, created as a miracle, built in the Creator's eye so we could take advantage of a floating holiday. So we could take advantage of a steady paycheck. Going to a job that we don't like at all. Stressed out beyond belief, afraid to go for our dream because we might fail, not understanding that that's how this entire world was built by people who came with an entrepreneurial spirit. May I take you back to the 1700s when America was formed? God, I'm so out ahead of my skis right now. I better stop talking history. It might even have been formed. What was it? Was it 1492 or 492? I can't even remember. But you know what? It doesn't matter when Columbus discovered the world. See where I go with this history lesson? Seriously, guys, stop leaning your ladder against the wrong building, all right? You got everything you need to be successful. Everything you need. And you know the stuff you don't got? The knowledge? It's out there. It's just sitting there waiting for you to go soak it up. So maybe, and I'm just throwing it out there because this is what I tell my clients, get off Netflix, get off Amazon Video. There's a time and a place for that. I love it as well. But man, if I had a choice between watching a 30-minute, and I'll even throw a sermon in there or something motivational like this that you're listening to right now, that's the stuff I like to really absorb, the content I love to really absorb. But then, that's not good enough. No. That's not good enough. You can absorb that content, but then you need to go apply it. Don't get all this knowledge and then not do anything with it. And by the way, don't get a lot of knowledge.
What? What's he talking about? Crowley lost it again. He lost it.
No, there's a law of diminishing returns with knowledge. You could learn so much. You ever have this? Is it just me? I'm probably the only one this ever happened to. You get a whole bunch of stuff in your head, and then you get confused because you don't know which one to do, and you kind of all of them sound really good, so you end up doing nothing. You ever do that? webinar at 9 a.m., another webinar at noon, listen to a podcast, watch a YouTube video. By 8 o'clock at night, your eyes are burning because you've watching so much and you haven't applied any of it. Learn, apply, learn, apply, learn, apply. That's it. Just keep doing that. But boy, don't lean that ladder against the wrong building. That most, I'm telling you, man, that corporate ladder is a trap. It's a trap. It's leaning against the building of regret. That's what it's leaning against. You get to the top of that ladder, whatever that represents to you, because it's never high enough for anybody going in that game. Hey, I got promoted to fill in the blank. And then it's like, oh, I wonder when my next promotion is going to be. Oh, I got a 5% raise. Yay. Making 50 grand a year. 5% is 2,500 annualized. Less taxes is 1,900. Yay. Over 52 weeks is about a dollar a day. Yay. And I only had to miss my kids' soccer games and dance recitals and vacations and all this good stuff. Had to eat a cold dinner at 7:30 at night because everybody else ate at 5. Yay, all of that because my ladder was leaned against the wrong building. And oh, by the way, you can be an entrepreneur and have your ladder leaning against the wrong building as well. The building of money. Well, I don't think I'll do that venture because it's everybody else saying that you can make a lot more money doing this. No, you know what you do? Here's the formula. This is Sammy's winning formula for success. You ready? Go add a ton of value and then make an offer.
What? That doesn't even sound real. Here we go again. Crowley smoking the hippie weed, trying to tell me it's that easy.
Oh, I'm telling you it's that easy. Go add a ton of value and then make an offer. You want to see an example? Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. If I can help you launch your dream, go to launchwithsam.com. Launch your dream. Launchwithsam.com. See how I screwed all that up? Guys, quit taking yourself so seriously. Quit taking life so seriously. Have fun. So I tell people all the time, go to launchwithsam.com. Oh, I can't believe he's making an offer. Nobody ever says that. People want you to make an offer to them. Geez, I love your content. They're going to be saying that about you. I love what you do. How can I do business with you? Seriously, when you love what you do, when it comes through, people will ask you, hey, how can I do business with you? How can I buy that product? They want to know because they don't meet very many people like you. Most people they meet are on the ladder going to nowhere. You're on the ladder going to Saturday. They want to be close to you because you represent the source of momentum to them. So get off your rusty duff. Get off the corporate ladder. If you're an entrepreneur, get off the ladder leaning against a building that represents something that you don't love to do. Gosh, you get one shot. One shot in life. Why the hell would you do something you don't love to do? Oh, but I might go broke. Well, if you're going to go broke, shouldn't you be doing what you love? Would you rather go broke doing something you love or something you hate? Think about that. But the chances are you're not going to go broke because you add, here's the formula, add a ton of value, make an offer. And if I can help you do that, go to launchwithsam.com. We'll jump on a phone call. I'll teach you exactly how to do it. We'll work together and you'll get going. It's the fastest way to get there. But just make sure that your ladder is leaning against the right building. By the way, next weekend, March 22nd, I'm in LA. If you're going to be in the area, go to everydayisaturday.com/LA event. It's myself, four other speakers. We've rented out a theater. We're doing a video shoot the entire day. Might be five people there. Might be 500. I honestly have no idea, but I'll be there. And if you're a podcast listener, come on out to the event. Spend some time there. Learn some cool stuff. Say hello, and I would love to meet you. That's everydayisaturday.com/LA event. And if you want to jump on a call with me, man, my phone, I'm just sitting here. I literally got my phone in my hand. Would you just set the appointment so I can call you? Launchwithsam.com. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.